Father, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you have given us this day to clear our busy minds and hearts of the society in which we live. God, I just ask that as we seek to do that this morning, that you would give us wisdom, discernment, attention, and that we would be able to hear and be encouraged in your word. I pray for Brother AJ this morning that you'd give him great insight and wisdom, that you've done that, and that he would be able to regurgitate what he has studied. And pray for Brother Edwin this evening, God, that you would also give him great wisdom and insight and direction as he feeds your sheep this evening. And I pray for myself as we look at a beautiful passage in Hebrews 4:8. And God, I just pray that your church would be encouraged today and that we would enjoy the rest that you've given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good to have Samantha and Rory Cox and their two beautiful girls with us.
Bueno.
A tener Rory, Samantha Cox y sus dos hermosas hijas con nosotros hoy.
Last time we were in Genesis chapter 28.
La última vez estábamos en Genesis 28.
We were in Genesis 27.
Estábamos en Genesis 27.
We talked about God's providence.
Hablábamos de la providencia de Dios.
And that He uses even our failures.
Que usa aún nuestros fracasos.
To accomplish His purpose.
A cumplir sus propósitos.
And we, you know, I mentioned that we would look at the different responses we see to God's providence.
Y mencioné que vamos a ver las diferentes respuestas que vamos a ver, que vemos a la providencia de Dios.
So, as we shift into that more, we'll be looking at the response this morning.
Mientras metemos más hoy, vamos a ver las respuestas a la providencia de Dios.
We'll also see how that begins to shift into the response of the believer.
También vamos a ver cómo esto empieza a ver en la respuesta del creyente.
And here is, I'll just say it now.
Y aquí es, voy a decirlo ahora.
The response of the believer to God's providence.
La respuesta de Dios, la respuesta del creyente a la providencia de Dios.
Is a humble, sweet submission.
Es una sujeción humilde y dulce.
Now, we didn't see that at first in Isaac.
No vimos esto primero en Isaac.
And let's remember that.
Y vamos a recordar eso.
We don't need to be so hard on ourselves.
No debemos estar tan duros de nosotros mismos.
To expect that we would always have, you know, sweet compliance.
A esperar que siempre tenemos una sujeción dulce.
The flesh is very much alive.
La carne es ciertamente vivo.
We are responsible to put it to death daily.
Somos responsables a matarlo diario.
But in that process,
pero en ese proceso,
God's providence is not always sweet.
La providencia de Dios no es siempre tan dulce.
I mentioned to some, we were talking about it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yo mencioné a alguien, estábamos hablando de esto casi hace dos semanas.
I don't remember who it was, but I told you about, I mentioned Naomi.
No recuerdo quién era, pero mencioné Naomi.
Do you remember Naomi's response when she came back to Israel?
¿Recuerdas la respuesta de Naomi cuando regresó a Israel?
She lost her two sons.
Ella había perdido sus dos hijas.
She had lost her husband.
Ha perdido su esposo.
Ruth comes back with her.
Ruth regresa con ella.
But she tells Ruth, look, don't come. I don't have children.
Pero ella dice a Ruth, mira, no vengas, no tengo hijos.
You come with me.
Vengas conmigo.
Your life is tied to my disaster of a life.
Tu vida va a estar conectado con el desastre de mi vida.
And when people said, oh, it's Naomi, she's returned.
Y cuando la gente dice, oh, es Naomi, Naomi, he regresado.
Naomi's response.
Naomi, la respuesta de Naomi.
Was, don't call me Naomi.
¿Cómo? Noemi. Noemi es?
Call me Mara.
Llámame Mara.
Which means bitterness.
¿Qué quiere decir amargura? Amargura.
Now, I don't think Naomi is bitter towards God.
No creo que Naomi es amarga hacia Dios.
Naomi was, or Mara.
Mara es.
is saying God's providence,
está diciendo la providencia de Dios,
has been bitter in my life.
Ha sido amargo en mi vida.
It's been hard.
Ha sido difícil.
It hurts.
Duele.
I don't see much hope in this life.
No veo mucha esperanza en esta vida.
I'm left with nothing.
Me dejo sin nada.
I'm destitute.
Estoy destituido.
But it's the Lord's doing.
Pero es el hecho del Señor.
Life hurts.
La vida duele.
Christians,
los cristianos,
grieve more than the rest of the world.
Lamenten más que el resto del mundo.
I'm not going to say grieve harder.
No voy a decir que lamenten más duro.
But there's more grief in the life of the Christian.
Pero hay más lamentación en la vida del cristiano.
Because the lost,
porque los perdidos,
can sedate the grief.
Pueden sedar la lamentación.
That's what I would have said.
If you say things like that, you might say you're going to be pregnant. Si dices cosas aquí, puedes decir que estás embarazada. He's saying he would have said a word in Spanish. Está diciendo, él hubiera dicho una palabra en español. Because it sounds like it, porque suena así. But when you do that in Spanish, cuando haces esto en español, sometimes you say bad things. A veces dices cosas malas.
No, I can safely say I'll never be pregnant.
Seguramente puedo decir nunca voy a ser embarazada.
But the world can ease the grief with the world.
Pero el mundo puede sedar la lamentación con el mundo.
So we grieve more.
Nosotros lamentamos más.
They grieve harder.
Ellos lamentan más duro.
Because they don't have hope.
Porque no tienen esperanza.
That's the difference.
Es diferencia.
We grieve more because the life of a Christian.
Nosotros lamentamos más por la vida de un cristiano.
In a broken world.
En un mundo roto.
Where they're struggling against their own sinfulness.
Donde estamos luchando contra nuestra pecaminosidad.
And they're surrounded by the sin of others.
Y están envueltos en el pecado de otros.
And that's where grief comes from.
Y este viene la lamentación.
But we have a hope.
Pero tenemos una esperanza.
So let's look at the responses.
Miramos las respuestas.
We looked last time at the sins of each of the people in the account.
Miramos la vez pasada los pecados de cada uno en el recuento.
I'm timid to say names because I mess them up.
Estoy muy tímido de decir nombres porque siempre me equivoco en los nombres.
So we saw Isaac's wickedness. We saw Rebecca's wickedness.
Vimos la maldad de Isaac, la maldad de Rebecca.
We see Jacob and then Esau's response.
Vimos Jacob y Esau, sus respuestas.
But we also looked, before we finished, we looked at Isaac seems to repent.
Pero también vemos que parece que Isaac se arrepiente.
I mean, he's trying to circumvent God's plan.
Está tratando a vencer el plan de Dios.
Because of his own desires.
Por sus propios deseos.
But he quickly complies.
Pero él prontamente responde.
After his exceeding trembling that he did.
Después de este temblando que él hizo.
When he realizes that he blessed Jacob.
Cuando él se da cuenta que bendijo a Jacob.
And it's not in the text.
Y no está en el texto.
All right, I'm bringing something. I'm bringing my opinion to the text.
Estoy trayendo mi opinión al texto.
Isaac could have trembled.
Isaac podía temblar.
Because he just really wanted to bless Esau, and it was all messed up.
Porque quería bendecir a Esau y ya está todo envuelto.
There could have been multiple reasons that Isaac trembles.
Puede haber muchas razones que tembla Isaac.
I believe.
Yo creo.
That Isaac trembles.
Que Isaac tembla.
Because he realizes God's sovereignty.
Porque se da cuenta de la soberanía de Dios.
And he was on the wrong side of it.
Porque él estaba en el lado malo de esto.
He trembled very exceedingly in the King James.
Dice, tembló, ¿cómo se dice?
Oui.
It uses a word here. Where is it?
It's in verse 33.
Yeah. Grandemente, en estremeció grandemente Isaac.
Okay, I like that. Extremely, grandemente.
Greatly.
Very exceedingly.
Greatly.
Violently,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't tremble violently because your plans get messed up.
Okay.
He asked if I think he didn't want to burst the bubble. Mm-hmm. He asked if I was going to go to Hebrews 11.
Le pregunté si iba a ir a Hebreos 11.
So, let's go to Hebrews 11.
Vamos a Hebreos 11.
I have a feeling Pastor Jonathan has something he'd like to say.
No, I just want to make sure that you're not saying okay. It's only by opinion.
Yes. So Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebreos 11. Verse 20.
Versículo
20.
Now again, we don't have a lot in Scripture about Isaac.
No tenemos mucho en las escrituras sobre Isaac.
But this is an account that I think we can see some things.
Pero es un recuento que podemos ver unas cosas aquí.
And of course, I hold that opinion because I think it's right.
Yo tomo esa opinión porque creo que es correcto.
I think it fits the account.
Creo que cabe en el recuento.
And also,
y también,
it's very clear that we quickly see Isaac shift.
Es muy claro que prontamente vemos un cambio en Isaac.
Remember, Esau comes to him and says, "Father, can't you bless me?"
Recuerdas, Esau viene con él y dice, "Padre, ¿me puedes bendecir?"
And Isaac says, "No."
Isaac dice, "No."
The blessing is given to Isaac.
La bendición ya es dado a Isaac.
I mean,
Jacob.
Jacob. The blessing is Jacob's.
La bendición es de Jacob.
I mean, what is this?
¿Qué es eso?
This is Isaac submitting to the sovereignty of God.
Este es Isaac sujetando la soberanía de Dios.
Now look what Hebrews says about what's happened.
Mira lo que dice Hebreos de lo que pasó.
Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
Por la fe bendijo Isaac a Jacob y a Esau respecto a cosas venideras.
Now this is it. We have one verse.
Este es todo. Tenemos un solo versículo.
But notice.
Pero nota.
It includes Esau.
Incluye a Esau.
Jacob blessing Esau.
Jacob, Isaac.
No.
Isaac. Isaac bendeciendo Esau.
Isaac blessing Jacob and Esau.
Isaac bendeciendo Jacob y Esau.
Now, if you go back to Genesis in verse 39 of chapter 27.
Si regresas a Genesis, versículo 39 de capítulo 27.
Verse 38, Esau says, "Don't you have just one blessing to give me, Father?"
Versículo 38 dice, Isaac, "¿No tienes solo una bendición para darme?"
And so Isaac in verse 39,
Isaac in versículo 39,
he answers and says, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck."
Y él respondió en versículo 39, dice, "Entonces Isaac su padre habló y dijo, he aquí será tu habitación en grosuras de la tierra y del rocío de los cielos de arriba. Y por tu espada vivirás y a tu hermano servirás y sucederá cuando te fortalezcas que descargarás su yugo de tu servicio."
Now, what do you notice about in this blessing?
¿Qué notas aquí en esta bendición?
It's negative.
Es negativo.
Why do you say it's negative?
¿Por qué dices que es negativo?
Yes.
Porque dice que va a servir su hermano, será bajo de él. Sí.
Anybody else? He does get a blessing.
Él sí recibe una bendición.
His dwelling will be the fatness of the earth.
Su habitación será de grosuras de la tierra.
Your sheep will have lots of green grass to eat.
Tus ovejas van a tener mucho pasto verde a comer.
You'll be prosperous.
Vas a prosperarte.
In the what? Away from the fatness of the earth.
But it was day. It's from.
From the. Yeah, shall the, be the
ESV translation. Yeah. It's the what's a participle there? It means from, and it can mean separated from or flowing from, and it normally means flowing from in the ESV. So the ESV normally translates that. So there's a verse in Thessalonians, they will suffer away from the presence of the Lord. No, it's from the presence of the Lord. Their suffering comes from the presence of the Lord. And so the ESV translates that participle wrong. So it's not away from, but flowing from. So they add the away there many times in the ESV.
The last sentence too, that you will break his yoke from your neck.
From off your, yes, you'll break his yoke.
And we know, because we've read, we've gone forward, that they reconcile.
Dices, y que descargarás su yugo de tu cerviz. Y también sabemos que ellos se reconcilian.
Now, Miss Rachel brings up, she's talking about that eventually he breaks his yoke from his neck and they reconcile.
Raquel está sacando que eventualmente se quita ese yugo y se reconcilian.
Now, we'll come to that point in Genesis.
Vamos a llegar a ese punto en Genesis.
But it is interesting that we do see in Esau.
Pero es interesante que vemos en Esau.
This anger that he has in chapter 27.
Este enojo que tiene hacia Esau.
He vows to kill Jacob.
Él se promete a Jacob.
Once daddy's dead,
cuando su papá está muerto,
Jacob's dead.
Jacob is me.
Yet we see Esau embrace his brother.
Pero vemos Esau abrazando su hermano.
Now,
I'm going to say something real quick. Voy a decir algo. If you have in your English, estoy haciendo el comentario en inglés. If you look at that away from, si ves este, porque en inglés dice afuera de, ¿no? Entonces vas a vivir de la grosura de la tierra, pero en inglés dice afuera de la grosura. If you look, there's a number in the ESV that gives a note. Hay un número ahí en inglés que da una nota. And that note gives a correct translation. Esa nota da una traducción correcta.
Textual notes.
Uh-huh. Sorry, lo siento.
So, we see something going on with Esau.
Vemos algo que está pasando con Esau.
And his blessing.
Y su bendición.
We kind of discussed, there's some goodness in there.
Y hablamos de la bondad, or la cosa buena que está ahí.
And Jacob doesn't say, look, may the Lord prosper you.
Y Jacob no dice, mira, el Señor te prospera. Isaac no dice, el Señor te prospera. Isaac.
And he doesn't say, but you're going to serve your brother.
Y no dice, pero vas a servir tu hermano.
He just wraps it all up in there.
Solo envuelve todo ahí.
You're going to dwell by the fatness of the earth.
Vas a vivir por la grosura de la grosura de la tierra.
The dew from heaven will water the earth.
El rocío de cielos de arriba.
Which, by the way, that phrase of the dew of heaven.
Esta frase, el rocío del cielo,
is always a blessing in Scripture.
Siempre es una bendición en las Escrituras.
It's God's providence.
Es la providencia de Dios.
That He waters the earth.
Que él rega la tierra.
And then Isaac, you're going to live by the sword.
Y después Isaac vas a vivir por tu espada.
What does that say?
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
You're not going to have peace.
No vas a tener paz.
You're never going to have peace.
Nunca vas a tener paz.
You're going to serve your brother.
Vas a servir tu hermano.
Quickly the blessing goes south.
Prontamente va la bendición a lo profundo.
Hebrews tells us.
Hebreos nos dice.
Isaac blesses Esau by faith.
Isaac lo bendice Esau por fe.
Now, Isaac's telling Esau that he's going to serve Jacob.
Isaac está diciendo a Esau, vas a servir Jacob.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because God told him.
Porque Dios le dijo.
God told Rachel, or Rebecca.
Dios dijo a Rebecca.
And no doubt,
Y no hay duda.
Rebecca and Isaac have talked about this.
Rebecca y Isaac habían hablado de eso.
They probably looked for it.
Tal vez lo han mirado por eso.
Isaac's affections grow for Esau.
Los afecciones de Isaac crecen por Esau.
But Isaac knew this.
Pero Isaac sabía eso.
Isaac has this moment.
Isaac tiene este momento
where he realizes.
Donde él se da cuenta.
God's sovereignty,
la soberanía de Dios,
has happened even though I tried to go against it.
Ha pasado aunque yo traté a ir en contra de.
And so when he blesses Esau,
entonces cuando él bendice a Esau,
he blesses him because he believes God.
Lo bendice a él porque él cree en Dios.
In his blessing,
en su bendición,
is what God proclaimed would happen.
Es que Dios proclama lo que pasa.
Now what's interesting,
que está interesante,
is the last phrase,
es la última frase,
that he'll break his bondage from off his neck.
Que dice, descargas su yugo de tu cerviz.
And honestly,
honestamente,
I don't know what to do with that.
No sé qué hacer con esto.
I mean, is Isaac still holding on hope that, well, maybe he is.
Isaac está cargando esperanza que tal vez va a recibir bendición también.
Mi hijo favorito.
My favorite child.
I don't know what to do with that part.
No sé qué hacer con esa parte.
But here's what we see in Scripture.
Pero eso es lo que vemos en la Escritura.
We see that the descendants of Esau.
Vemos que los descendientes de Esau.
They prospered.
Están prosperosos.
But God pronounces a curse on them.
Pero Dios anuncia una maldición sobre ellos.
The prophets speak of Edom.
Los profetas hablan de Edom.
And it's never good.
Y nunca es bueno.
That name,
este nombre,
is synonymous,
es conjunto,
with a cursed people.
Con una gente de maldición.
Now, providentially, we see that there is reconciliation between.
Providencialmente vemos que hay reconciliación entre los dos hermanos.
And we'll deal with that when we get there.
Y tratamos con esto cuando llegamos ahí.
Is it possible?
Es posible
that Esau may have been converted.
Que Esau es convertido.
There. That's all I'll say to that. We'll get there.
Todo lo que voy a decir es.
Diana.
I don't know, but they do it in Hebrew and Greek. So if you look like the, yeah, you have to always look at the footnotes. So if you look at Thessalonians, lo siento, voy a arreglar algo rápido. If you look at Thessalonians, we don't have a lot of time to do this, but I'll just show you quickly. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. It's actually the error of this has caused the. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 9. You see the same thing there. That's what they do in the Greek. But they're not away from the presence, it's from the presence. So the punishment is coming from God. Estoy diciendo que en 2 Tesalonicenses 1:9, el castigo de Dios venía de la presencia de Dios, no afuera de la presencia de Dios. Entonces, lo castigo en infierno sale de Dios mismo, pero las direcciones quieren decir afuera de. It's just a bad translation.
So the word in Hebrew,
la palabra en hebreo,
it's the verb there.
Es el verbo ahí.
Is to be, to become,
hacer, a llegar a ser,
to come to pass,
a llegar a ser,
to happen,
a pasar,
to fall out,
a caer.
And as Pastor Jonathan is saying, I don't think that falling out is a.
Y como Pastor Johnson está diciendo, este a caer fuera de no es lo que está hablando de
ahí. Is a falling away from.
No es una caída de.
But it's originating from.
Pero está originando de ahí.
So the words there, the fatness.
La palabra ahí, la grosura.
Earth.
Tierra.
Shall happen.
Deben, van a pasar.
your dwelling place.
Tu habitación.
So it's then in the most simple form.
In the forma más simple. So I just say in the ESV, just be careful. They normally do that. I say that as someone who uses the ESV. So when you see away from, look and see if there's a note there. Do what? Yeah, yeah. Me too. So, yeah, yeah.
There's no little footnote or.
Yeah, there's not a number next to it. Yeah, it should be a number next to it. Yeah, it should be. Not a note. You won't have a commentary on it, but you will have a note there.
So. Okay, so now the more interesting case.
Ahora, caso más interesante.
Hebrews.
Hebreos.
Tells us that by faith Isaac blessed Jacob.
Nos dice por fe, Isaac bendijo a Jacob.
Now, just think of the account.
Solo recuerdas el recuento.
Isaac didn't even know he was blessing Jacob.
Isaac ni sabía que estaba bendiciendo a Jacob.
In his mind,
en su mente,
he's blessing Esau.
Está bendiciendo Esau.
He's taking the blessing that God said was Jacob's.
Está tomando la bendición que él, que Dios dijo era Jacob.
And he's giving it to Jacob.
Está dándolo a Jacob.
Sorry. In his mind, he's giving Jacob's blessing to Esau.
En su mente está dando la bendición de Jacob a Esau.
Hebrews says,
Hebreos dice,
isn't this wonderful?
Es maravilloso, ¿no?
We see Jacob's faith.
Vemos el Jacob, la fe de Isaac.
We see Isaac's faith.
Vemos la fe de Isaac.
In his blessing of Jacob.
En su bendición de Jacob.
And I'm reading Genesis.
Estoy leyendo Genesis.
I don't see Isaac's faith.
Yo no veo la fe de Isaac.
I see his rebellion.
Veo su rebeldía.
Against God's sovereignty.
Contra la soberanía de Dios.
But wait a minute.
Pero espera.
Here's the beauty of grace.
Esta es la hermosura de gracia.
Isaac knew that God had chosen Jacob.
Sabía que Dios había escogido Jacob.
He sins against that and tries to give the blessing to Esau.
Él peca contra esto, tratando de dar la bendición a Esau.
In the same moment,
en el mismo momento,
Isaac leaves, Esau comes in.
Isaac sale, Jacob sale, y Esau entra.
Jacob leaves, Esau comes in. Yes, okay, I'm with y'all now. And Isaac trembles.
Isaac tembla.
Then he blesses Esau.
Y después bendice a Esau.
According to God's sovereign plan.
De acuerdo con el plan soberano de Dios.
And if you turn to Genesis chapter 28.
Si miras a Genesis 28.
And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Verse 1. This is verse 1 of chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan.
Y capítulo 28, versículo 1. Entonces Isaac llamó a Jacob y lo bendijo y le mandó diciendo, no tomes mujer de las hijas de Canaán.
Isaac here.
Isaac aquí.
Is in sweet submission to God's providence.
Está en la sujeción dulce de la providencia de Dios.
I believe we see Isaac repent.
Creo que vemos Isaac arrepintiendo.
In the moment that Esau comes in.
En el momento que Esau entra.
And he realizes.
Se da cuenta.
Hebrews.
Hebreos.
Says by faith.
Dice por fe.
Isaac blessed Jacob.
Isaac bendició Jacob.
And we see the event.
Vemos el evento.
And it's not good for Isaac's count.
Y no es bueno por el campamento de por la cosa de Isaac.
But look at the grace here.
Pero mira la gracia aquí.
Isaac made a mistake.
Isaac hizo un error.
But it didn't erase the fact.
Pero no borró el hecho.
That he believed God.
Que él creyó en Dios.
And he knew.
Sabía.
The blessing would come through Jacob.
La bendición vendrá por Jacob.
And so in the end, we see his sweet submission to God's providence.
Entonces, en final, vemos su sujeción dulce a la providencia de Dios.
We see him trembling because he knows he made a mistake.
Vemos él temblando porque hizo un error.
And we see Hebrews say, he believed.
Y vemos Hebreos diciendo, él creyó.
Hebrews doesn't say, yeah, he really messed up.
Hebreos no dice, ya falló.
He's in the hall of faith.
Está en la sala de fama.
He's commended to us.
De fe. Él es recomendado a nosotros.
As an example to follow.
Como un ejemplo a seguir.
Because he believed God.
Porque él creyó en Dios.
And because he believed God.
Y porque él creyó en Dios.
He has a sweet submission to the will of God.
Tiene una sujeción dulce a la voluntad de Dios.
Ultimately.
Últimamente.
Doesn't the Bible speak about us like this?
La Biblia no habla de nosotros así.
I mean, Paul writes to the church.
Pablo escribe a la iglesia.
And he says, saints.
Dice santos.
Holy ones.
Santos.
Trinity Baptist Church of Port Arthur.
Iglesia Bautista Trinidad de Port Arthur.
Holy people.
Gente santa.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we believe God.
Creemos en Dios.
I messed up.
Me fallé.
God, forgive me.
Dios, perdóname.
Have mercy on a sinner like me.
Tenga misericordia sobre un pecador como yo.
And Paul says, holy ones.
Como Pablo dice, santos.
Because of faith.
Por fe.
We ultimately.
En fin.
Even though our life sometimes is characterized by our failures,
aún nuestra vida está caracterizada por nuestros fracasos,
we believe God.
Creemos en Dios.
And we trust Him.
Confiamos en Él.
Throughout all of His providence.
Durante toda su providencia.
Even when it's bitter providence.
Aún cuando es amargo.
And it's not bitter for Isaac to have to bless Jacob.
No es amargo para Isaac bendecir a Jacob.
He had his preference.
Tuvo su preferencia.
But God said no.
Pero Dios dijo no.
Isaac says.
Isaac dice.
Come here, Jacob.
Ven, Jacob.
Let me tell you how the promise has to be carried out.
Déjame decirte cómo la promesa tiene que ser llevada.
You can't marry any of the women here.
No puedes casar con las mujeres aquí.
Well, we looked at this with Abraham.
Vimos esto con Abraham, no?
Isaac. He gets Eliezer.
Se toma Eliezer.
We looked at that chapter in great detail.
Vimos este capítulo en gran detalle.
As a type for the church to go out and get the bride of Christ.
Como un tipo de la iglesia salir y tomar la novia de Cristo.
It was important.
Es importante.
That the seed of the promise.
Que el simiente de promesa.
Would not be tainted.
No será manchado.
By the people that were cursed.
Por el pueblo que fueron maldecidos.
The seed has to be kept pure.
La simiente tiene que ser puro.
Now.
Ahora.
We see Isaac's sweet submission to God's providence.
Vemos la sujeción dulce de Isaac a la promesa de Dios.
In the end.
En final.
And we thank God for repentance.
Y damos gracias a Dios por arrepentimiento.
We thank Him for His grace.
Gracias a Dios por su gracia y arrepentimiento.
Do you know repentance is a grace?
¿Sabes que arrepentimiento es un gracia?
It's a gift.
Es un don.
God gives it to us.
Dios nos da eso.
We walk in sin.
Andamos en pecado.
We sin with impunity.
Pecamos sin
without care.
Cuidado.
But He grants us.
Pero nos da
a broken heart.
Un corazón roto.
David says, "A broken and a contrite heart, you David, will not despise."
David dice, "Un corazón roto y contrito no menosprecias."
And we know that.
Y sabemos eso.
We believe that.
Creemos eso.
Faith, we believe God.
Fe, creemos en Dios.
And so, what do we do?
¿Qué hacemos?
We cry out, "God, give me a broken heart."
Clamamos, Dios, dame un corazón roto.
Show me the sin in my life.
Muéstrame el pecado en mi vida.
You sure?
Seguro.
You sure you want to see that?
Seguro que quieres ver eso.
The Christian says.
A cristiano dice.
Yes.
Sí.
Sweet submission.
Dulce sujeción.
To God's providence.
A la providencia de Dios.
Now, we see Isaac's response.
Vemos la respuesta de Isaac.
We already looked at Esau's response here.
Hemos visto la respuesta de Esau aquí.
He gets angry, promises to kill
se
Jacob.
Se enojó, se promete a matar Jacob.
So let's turn over. Oh my. To Hebrews chapter 12.
Vemos Hebreos capítulo 12.
We see what Hebrews says about Isaac.
Vemos lo que dice Hebreos sobre Isaac.
What does Hebrews say about Esau?
¿Qué dice Hebreos sobre Esau?
Hebrews chapter 11 is wonderful.
Hebreos capítulo 11 es maravilloso.
Hebrews 11 gives us insight. to Old Testament accounts.
Hebreos 11 nos da una vista de recuentos del Antiguo Testamento
that you would probably never get by reading the Old Testament narrative.
Que tal vez nunca entiendes leyendo el narrativo Antiguo Testamento.
Yeah, it's fair to say that.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that.
So thank God for the revelation of the New Testament.
Gracias al Señor por revelación del Nuevo Testamento.
I mean, it's beautiful the insight we have from Hebrews.
Es hermoso la vista que tenemos por Hebreos.
So Isaac mentioned in the Hall of Faith.
Isaac mencionado en la sala de fama en de fe.
Despite his failures of Genesis chapter 27.
En contra sus fracasos en Génesis 27.
Esau, on the other hand,
Esau, de otro lado, otro mano,
is mentioned in chapter 12.
Está mencionado en capítulo 12.
We've looked at this before.
Hemos visto esto antes.
Esau is given as the example,
Esau es dado como ejemplo,
of one of these great warnings in Hebrews.
De una de las advertencias grandes en Hebreo.
It calls him a profane person.
Lo llama un persona profano.
Profane.
Profano.
In verse 15 through 17.
Versículo 15 a 17.
So the exhortation from Hebrews.
La exhortación de Hebreos.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Dice, mira bien, no sea que alguno deje de alcanzar la gracia de Dios, que brotando alguna raíz de amargura os estorba y por ella muchos sean contaminados. No sea que haya alguno.
Looking diligently.
Said, mira bien.
Looking with.
Mirando con.
Eyes of faith.
Ojos de fe.
Chapter 4 we're in now.
Capítulo 4, donde estamos ahora.
The reason they didn't enter the rest.
La razón que no entraron en reposo.
Is because their hearing.
Porque su oír.
Was not mixed with faith.
No fue mezclado con fe.
They weren't looking at all.
No estaban mirando ya.
By faith.
Por fe.
They were looking at the outward.
Estaban mirando afuera.
These people are giants. We can't enter that promised land.
Esta gente son gigantes. No podemos entrar a esta tierra prometida.
It can't be ours.
No puede ser nuestro.
So Hebrews again giving the warning.
Hebreos de nuevo dando la advertencia.
Make sure you're looking with faith.
Cuidado que no estás mirando con que estás mirando con fe.
Diligently.
Diligentemente.
Lest you fail of this grace.
Que no alcanza, no alcanza la gracia por fe.
There's the warning again.
Es la advertencia de nuevo.
Today, if you hear his heart,
hoy, si escuchas su voz,
lest you not enter into the rest.
Que no entres su reposo.
And then he talks about a root of bitterness springing up.
Y habla de un, alguna raíz de amargura que sale.
We've got Esau as the poster child.
Tenemos Esau como el pintura perfecta.
Esau's response to the providence of God,
la respuesta de Esau a la providencia de Dios,
caused him,
lo causó,
to become bitter,
a ser amargo,
angry,
enojo.
I mean, we saw it in Genesis 27.
Vemos esto en Génesis 27.
He's furious.
Él es furioso.
He's full of hate for Jacob.
Lleno de odio por Jacob.
He stole my birthright.
Robó mi primogenitura.
Wait a minute.
Espera.
Did he steal your birthright?
¿Lo robó eso?
Or did you say?
¿Or tú dijiste?
What good will it do me?
¿Qué bien me hace?
This pot of red beans,
esta sopa,
is everything I need.
Es todo lo que necesito.
The birthright,
el primogenitura. Okay.
Did Jacob steal that?
Jacob robó eso.
He gave it up freely.
Él lo vendió.
But providence,
pero providencia,
in his life,
en esta vida,
brings up bitterness.
Jala amargura.
Bitterness.
Y amargura.
Led to anger.
Lleva a enojo.
And anger leads to murder.
Y enojo lleva a asesino.
In his heart.
En su corazón.
So Hebrews.
Hebreos.
If you're not looking diligently with faith.
Si no miras diligentemente con fe.
Be warned.
Ten cuidado.
Lest bitterness start to spring up with you.
Que amargura sale en ti.
Because when you walk in this life,
porque cuando andas en esta vida,
in God's providence,
en la providencia de Dios,
brings things into your life,
trae cosas a tu vida,
that are frustrating,
que te frustra,
hurtful,
duele,
cause grief,
causa lamentación,
cause anger,
enojo.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
That's your sin.
Ese es tu pecado.
That's your fleshly response.
Que es tu respuesta en carnal.
Make sure.
Ten cuidado.
You're diligent.
Que eres diligente.
To be looking in faith.
Estar mirando con fe.
Past the circumstances.
Pasado las circunstancias.
Right? This is Peter walking on the water.
Este es Pedro andando sobre el agua.
And looking at the waves.
Mirando las olas.
Rather than looking to Christ.
En lugar de mirar a Cristo.
What does Jesus say?
¿Qué dice Jesús?
Where's your faith, Peter?
¿Dónde está tu fe, Pedro?
You're not looking diligently.
No estás mirando diligentemente.
With eyes of faith.
Con ojos de fe.
You're looking at the circumstances.
Estás mirando las circunstancias.
Hebrews says.
Hebreos dice.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
Because you start looking at the things that are hurting you.
Empiezas a mirar las cosas que te duelen.
And aggravating you.
Y te causan una molestia.
Even like we looked at last time.
Aún como miramos la vez pasada.
It was my own sin that brought this to me.
Mi propio pecado que me trae esto.
It's my fault.
Es mi pecado.
You beat yourself up.
Tú golpeas tú mismo.
Hebrews says.
Hebreos dice.
Look to Christ.
Mira a Cristo.
He's sovereign.
Él es soberano.
We as Reformed Baptists.
Nosotros como bautistas reformados.
We trump the sovereignty of God.
Nosotros de trompeta decimos soberanía de Dios.
We preach it.
Predicamos ello.
We make t-shirts about it.
Hacemos playeras sobre eso.
We wear it.
Ponemos puesto.
We
vestimos de eso.
Own the doctrine of the sovereignty of God.
Nosotros abrazamos la doctrina de soberanía de Dios.
What happens when you lose a loved one?
¿Qué pasa cuando pierdes a alguien amado?
When Matthew lost his job.
Mateo perdió su trabajo.
He's hurt.
Duele.
That's frustrating.
Eso es frustrante.
So discouraging.
Desanimado.
Can we still look to Christ?
¿Podemos mirar a Cristo todavía?
Life's hard.
La vida es difícil.
But we have an anchor.
Pero tenemos un ancla.
Don't be like this profane person.
No seas como este hombre profano.
Esau.
Esau.
In verse 17,
versículo 17,
my time's running out here.
Se acabó mi tiempo ya.
Verse 17 says, "For you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears."
Porque ya sabéis que aún después, deseando heredar la bendición, fue desechado. Y no hubo oportunidad para arrepentimiento, aunque lo procuró con lágrimas.
We read this.
Leemos esto.
And we think maybe Esau wanted this broken heart to repent from his sinfulness.
Y queremos pensar que Esau quería este arrepentimiento de corazón.
Did Esau seek a repentant heart with tears?
¿Esaú busca un corazón arrepentimiento con lágrimas?
Now remember, he sought the blessing.
Busco la bendición.
Yes, remember.
Sí, recuerdas.
The word repentance.
La palabra arrepentimiento.
Means to, because of your knowledge of something.
Quiere decir, por tu conocimiento de algo.
Because that's included there in the Greek word.
Eso es incluido ahí en la palabra en griego.
This idea of because of you know something.
Esta idea porque sabes algo.
You change direction.
Cambias dirección.
You change the course.
Cambias el camino.
Because you know something.
Porque sabes algo.
Because I know sin is going to destroy me.
Porque sé que el pecado me va a destruir.
Because I know I'm wicked.
Porque sé que soy malo.
And Christ is beautiful.
Y Cristo es hermoso.
I'm going to turn away from that.
Voy a voltear eso.
And set my course for Christ.
Y poner mi camino hacia Cristo.
Right, that's repentance of salvation.
Este es el arrepentimiento de salvación.
But repentance.
Pero arrepentimiento.
That Esau sought.
Que Esau buscó.
Was to change the course.
Era cambió el camino.
Jacob stole this.
Jacob robó esto.
Now, Dad, you've given him the blessing.
Ahora papá has dado él la bendición.
Esau sought with tears.
Esau buscó con lágrimas.
To change that.
A cambiar esto.
To reverse it.
A cambiarlo.
And he couldn't do it by his dad.
Y no podía hacerlo por su papá.
Because Isaac said.
Porque Isaac dijo.
I gave him the blessing. The blessing's his.
Le di la bendición, es suyo.
Okay, Esau, here's your blessing.
Aquí, Esau, está tu bendición.
The Lord will prosper you.
El Señor te prospera.
You'll be a servant to your brother.
Vas a ser un siervo a tu hermano.
Esau sought with tears to change that.
Esau buscó con lágrimas a cambiar eso.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Providence in his life.
Providencia en su vida.
He despised it.
Lo menospreció.
He was bitter.
Era amargo.
Because of how his life was playing out.
Por cómo su vida estaba.
It's not what I want.
No es lo que quería.
And I'm angry at God about
it. Estoy enojado con Dios eso.
How many times do you hear people?
¿Cuántas veces escuchamos a gente?
They lost a loved one.
Perdieron un amado.
They become bitter.
Y están amargos.
Oh, they're just angry at God.
Solo están enojados con Dios.
They need time.
Necesitan tiempo.
Whoa.
Espera.
The heart of the Christian,
el corazón de cristiano,
is sweet submission.
Es sujeción dulce.
Do we do it all the time?
Lo hacemos todas las veces?
No.
Mm-mm.
But we ought to tremble.
Pero debemos temblar.
When we don't.
Cuando no lo hacemos.
Because his word says.
Porque su palabra dice.
That he's good.
Que él es bueno.
And he's full of grace.
Lleno de gracia.
And he's full of mercy.
Lleno de misericordia.
We don't know. He's no.
No siempre sabemos.
How things are going to work out.
Cómo las cosas van a salir.
We know how we want them to work out.
Sabemos cómo queremos que salgan.
But let us find a heart of sweet submission.
Pero debemos encontrar un corazón de sujeción dulce.
When things will go our way.
Cuando las cosas no van a nuestro deseo.
Because that's what Isaac is commended for.
Porque eso es lo que Isaac está recomendando.
Let it be said of us.
Que sea dicho de nosotros.
You know what?
¿Sabes qué?
Providence was bitter.
Providencia fue amargo.
But he loved God.
Pero amó a Dios.
He walked through it.
Él anduvo a través de esto.
With his eyes fixed on Christ.
Con sus ojos puestos en Cristo.
And he worshipped.
Y adoró.
And he praised.
Y adoró.
Because God is good.
Porque Dios es bueno.
Amen.
Amen. One of my favorite places to see this. Uno de mis lugares preferidos de ver esto. And I don't like the context that our society has given it. A mí no me gusta el contexto que nuestra sociedad ha dado esta. Salmo 23. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow death, aunque anda por el valle de sombra de muerte, I will fear no evil. No temeré maldad. He's with me. Él está conmigo. And the promise there, the promesa ahí, is that you're about to go through a hard, hard time. Que tú vas a ir a través de algo duro. The warning in Hebrews of the same promise, advertencia en Hebreos, la misma promesa. Be content with what you have. Seas contento de lo que tienes. Because the promise is, the promesa is, he'll never leave you. Nunca te dejará. So the idea in the Christian life, la idea en la vida cristiana is, you're going to walk through fire. Vas a andar por el fuego. And faith sits down at the table he's prepared for us. Y fe se sienta en la mesa que él nos ha preparado. However, sin embargo, when we don't, cuando no hacemos, we run to and fro, andamos por aquí y para allá, running like a madman, huyendo como un loco, in the valley of the shadow of death, en el valle de sombra de muertos. I love the analogy in Pilgrim's Progress. Me encanta analogía en Progreso del Peregrino. There's times on the way where Christian trembles in fear. Hay tiempo en camino que cristiano está temblando con miedo. He's so scared of what lays before him. Está tan miedoso de lo que está enfrente de él. And then when he goes through the valley of shadow of death in the book, cuando anda por la valle de sombra de muerte en el libro, you think, oh, this is going to be hard. Tú crees, este va a ser duro. And he just walks through there like nothing. Solo anda ahí como sin nada. And it's because he trusts the providence of God. Es porque confía en la providencia de Dios. And that's maturity in faith. Esa es madurez en fe. That, if you ask me, what is the definition of maturity in faith? Si me preguntas cuál es la definición de madurez en fe, here it is. Aquí está. Walking in circumstances. Andando en circunstancias. That is providence. ¿Qué es providencia? With full hope in Christ. Con toda nuestra esperanza en Cristo. That is mature faith. Esa es la fe madura. Walking in the circumstances of providence. Andando en circunstancias de providencia. With full hope in Christ. Con plena esperanza en Cristo. Amen. Anybody have any comments or questions? ¿Alguien tiene comentario o pregunta? Oh, that's a good encouragement today, Brother AJ. Muchas gracias, hermano AJ. Buen ánimo.